A tin of fruit salad?
She pretends she wasn't bothered about what happened, but I think it's just displacement.
She never actually said what happened.
It's pretty horrible, to be fair. She found him in the disabled toilets with the maid of honour just after the ceremony. She just said, I do, and he was shouting, I do, I do, I do, I did.
Oh, men! They never know when they've got it good, do they, Susan?
Every year on the weekend of her anniversary, she cleans furiously, then gets so drunk she pukes everywhere. Then she spends the next 2 months on some stupid detox plan. Last year it was broccoli for every meal and snack. Have you ever eaten broccoli crisps, Blake? It's like eating skin.
Hey, Susan, that's me making a start on the whole cupboard.
You said that was for my stuff.
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind. I'm going to clear the whole flat out, new start. Right, we can do the cupboard first and then maybe tackle your bedroom.
Oh, no, 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 no. You can't go into my bedroom.
Why?
No. Because.
That's not a reason.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. A reason would be something like, you can't go into my bedroom because I've kidnapped Shania Twain.
Why would I kidnap Shania Twain?
Susan, it's just an example.
If I was going to kidnap a singer, it'd be someone more realistic, like Toya Wilcox. She's attainable.
Do you know what? It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying it doesn't seem very likely, does it? I mean, Shania Twain lives in Switzerland or something, isn't she? Why would she even be in the area?
Oh, for goodness sakes! I know you don't have Shania Twain in your bedroom.
What would I even feed her? I mean, she's Canadian. I don't think we've got enough bacon.
Do you know what? I won't go into your bedroom.
Good. You can't anyway, because Toya Wilcox needs her sleep.
I think I need a drink.
We have to do something, Blake.
Yeah?
This year's another level.
I'll just have another wee drink. Just the one more. Wee schnifter of brandy. Just to cheer me up. I mean, it doesn't matter, does it? It's just like, it's medicinal. Isn't it? It's like a medicine, but it's a special medicine. Special lovely medicine for me. I'll just have a wee drink and then I'll give him a phone. Yeah, no. No, 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 I'll give him a phone. I'll just wait until tomorrow morning and then I'll phone him. I'll just say, hello. I'll say, hello to my ex-husband. Nothing wrong with that. It's just a wee quick, hiya, Ted. How are you? Oh, it's like, I know that I'm fine because I'm fine. I'm fine. Do you know how fine I am because I'm fine? Fine.
She's really lost it this time.
She shouted at me earlier because I didn't put her clothes away properly. How am I meant to know where all her clothes go? She's got about 20 different shades of mauve trousers.
She does like purple.
Some days she looks like a fresh bruise.
It'll only get worse tomorrow when it's the actual day.
I know.
Oh, why don't we run away for the weekend? Leave her to it.
Blake, if we learned one thing from our attempt to open a 24-hour massage parlour, it's that avoiding our problems doesn't solve them. Enough is enough.
It's okay. It's just a mirror. I was looking at me funny, so I accidentally pulled the wardrobe door.
Can we hide just for a little bit at least?
I've spent the past month on the internet and I've watched everything there is to watch about trauma and how to deal with it. I am, I would say, as qualified as any doctor in the land, if not more.
Yeah. She's not ill, though, is she?
Well, not physically. Physically, she's simply suffering from the inevitable decline that happens when old age hits. She doesn't need a pill or a potion. What she needs is closure.
That's a bit American, though, isn't it?
Well, very occasionally they get it right, Blake. Not about politics, customer service or spelling. But emotionally, they know their eggs. And their eggs are closed.
I can't feel my own nose. Not a numb nose. I think I've lost it under my bed. Just hold on, I'm just going to have a wee look. It's all right.
Oh, she's too far gone.
Au contraire, mon cher. She's in just the right place. This weekend we will confront her. Confront her pain and suffering. We're going to stage an intervention by reenacting her wedding.
Don't people usually reenact battles and stuff?
This is a battle. A battle to save my sister from a lifetime of misery. It's going to be low budget, but if there's one thing I know, it's that money doesn't help mental health. It's why everyone in Hollywood is a vegetarian.
By the way, what happened to her husband?
Ted. It was a bit unfortunate, actually, but he's doing really well. Two kids in a detached house with an automatic garage door. Happy as you like, actually.
Oh, why don't good guys ever come out on top?
This is the plan. We're going to reenact the wedding blow by blow, beat by beat, the agony and the ecstasy.
Complicated.
But brilliant.
Don't you think it might be a bit much, though? A bit, well, upsetting for her.
I can't do another weekend of How Clean Is Your House on steroids. I hate cleaning. It's the most useless hobby ever.
Like chess.
But of course, our happiness is my total main priority. That's why I'm doing it.
I won't be needed, though, will I?
Of course you will. You have the most important job of all. You, my hairy friend, are the bridegroom.
You're asking me to marry your sister?
I have a surprisingly small pool of male friends to choose from.
Can I have a stag night? I've always wanted a stag night.
Yes, of course you can have a stag night. You have to arrange it yourself, though, because I'll be busy with the other arrangements.
If I'm honest, I'm not sure Fiona will want to marry me. The last time I was on my own with your sister, she made me face the wall because she said I was breathing like an asthmatic hedgehog.
It's not a real marriage, you fool. It's a sham wedding. You know, like they do in the soaps.
Sparkling white, sparkling white. Oh, we'll be right when I'm sparkling white.
What are you doing, Fiona?
Scrubbing the grout with an electric toothbrush. It's the only way it gets it really clean.
I think I was happier when I thought grout was a type of fish.
Once I'm finished, I'm going to start in the fridge. You need cotton buds to get into every corner, right into every wee nook and cranny.
You're in one of your funny moods again, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
My mood ring would disagree.
Well, that's because your mood ring is an onion ring.
Why aren't you happy, sis?
Just because I choose not to scream my feelings from the rooftops doesn't mean I'm not happy.
All right, Mrs. Grumpy Face.
Hey, come on, we'll just get started with the cleaning. Yay!
Why don't you arrange your dusters according to their nap? I'll just pop out for a wee minute, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
So you'll have the rings.
Yes.
And you know to place her wedding ring gently on her finger when the vicar tells you to.
Will there be a klaxon of some sort? You know, to indicate the appropriate time.
No, when have you ever been to a wedding with a klaxon?
I should possibly have mentioned this before, but I haven't actually ever been to a wedding.
You've never even been at, like, a best man at a wedding? Have you ever been someone's date to a wedding?
I'm considered an excellent companion for a funeral. How many weddings have you been to?
Two.
Your sister's and...?
Well, I watched William and Kate's wedding on the television, but it felt like I was there. Look, just do what I tell you to.
Right, and are there any national peculiarities I should watch out for?
Because?
Because of your Scottishness. Are there any particularly Scottishy things that might happen?
Like the bride suddenly playing the bagpipes or something like that?
Bagpipes can be quite frightening if played unexpectedly.
Weddings in Scotland are exactly the same as anywhere else. I mean, except for the dancing at the reception. We might do some country dancing.
Oh.
Don't worry. Scottish country dancing is essentially a woman-throwing competition set to music. Just clap along and pretend your partner's a shot put.
Got it.
The main thing is, though, you need to be a complete and utter bastard.
Why?
Because you're going to be Fiona's ex. Ted, you're the groom. We need to make Fiona feel the same way she did on our wedding day, so you need to be as obnoxious as possible.
I'm not very comfortable with that.
Just be all lovey-dovey until the ceremony's complete and then wham! Say things like, "You don't understand me," and "A man has his needs." You know, bring out your inner jerk.
Like a transformer.
Like a misogynistic transformer, exactly. Now get some practice in and I'll see you later, okay?
Okay. You have hard skin on your heels. Oh, no, that is... No, that's too harsh. Right, OK. I have no interest in listening to a detailed recounting of your dreams. Stupid. I hate the way the milk settles on your moustache when you drink a cappuccino. Oh, yeah. no good at this.
Oh, this cupboard's full of rubbish. What's in this box marked important?
Important things that are important to me.
Well, I'm opening it.
No, don't open it. No.
Oh, it's a box full of Doll's House furniture.
And?
You're 35.
So?
And you don't have a Doll's House.
Just leave it. Just leave it.
Just tell me why you've got boxes full of tiny chairs and tiny tables.
Sometimes I put them on the floor of my room and pretend to be a giant.
Susan, this place is a tip. Every year I clear out the flat and every year you fill it back up again with your tat.
Would it help if I left for a bit?
Yes, thank you.
Tricked you. I'm not going anywhere.
Look, Susan! I'm trying to keep busy. And at the moment, I'm very much the opposite of busy. I'm like you, Susan.
Well, don't worry, my dear sister. I have a marvellous surprise that will keep you occupied.
Yeah, well, if it's a stripper, at least tell me you won't get the sexy family butcher again.
Oh, no, it's something quite brilliant. Oh, Lydia, what's that? What's over there, Fiona?
What?
What's that?
Susan, why are you putting a bag on my head?
It's for your own good. Now, arms up.
Why are you putting it onto me?
Stop struggling and I won't be able to drive the car.
How many's in your party?
Just the one.
One?
I'm getting married and this is my stag do, but it's a bit last minute.
Laser Quest is usually a group activity.
Yeah, well, I thought I might be able to just join in with another group.
For your stag do?
Yes.
Right, unless you want to join a group of 13-year-olds on a school trip, I'm afraid I can't help.
That would be fine.
You're 6'3" and at least 30.
But I am young at heart.
All right, I'll check with the mum and dad.
Tell them I play a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
Off my head right now!
Ta-da!
Why are we in a church?
Not a church. The church. The actual church. Don't you remember?
I'm in my wedding dress. How did you get me into this?
Oh, I practiced putting on a greased mannequin last night. Good job I did, you wee wriggler, yahoo!
Susan, what's happening?
What do you think is happening?
I think it's something you will find hard to explain in court.
Now, promise me, yeah, you're not going to overreact.
No.
Good. Today, we're recreating your wedding day step by step until you start to realise that what happened wasn't your fault.
I know it wasn't. It was just something that happened.
Bargain hunt just happens. Wearing sandals and socks just happens. Falling in love with Harry Styles from One Direction just happens. This didn't just happen.
Even for you, this is a load of old nonsense.
No, it's brilliant. It's your opportunity to tell Ted what you think of him.
I don't need to tell him anything.
Yes, you do.
No, because I'm leaving.
Yes, you can't. I paid off the big man and he's locked the doors.
You paid off God.
The proper vicar, he needed some cash for a new totaliser for the church roof. I paid him to lock us in. You can't leave now. And he also gave me this outfit. Ta-da!
You're dressed as a vicar.
I think it suits me.
Look, whatever you're doing, Susan, it's not working.
Look at the time. Your groom will be here within the hour.
Oh, there's a groom, is there? Excellent, because I was worried that things couldn't get any weirder. So who am I marrying then?
Someone who, in the right light, if you close your eyes a bit and don't look directly at him, closely resembles a young Hugh Jackman.
It's Blake, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you want another one?
Just a half.
Right. Half a lemonade with a dash of lager coming up.
Thanks.
You're all dressed up. Special occasion.
Getting married.
Well, you don't seem very happy about it.
Just never thought it would happen, you know. It may surprise you, but I've never been that lucky with the ladies.
Can't believe that. You've got a brilliant beard.
Thanks. But ladies don't fall in love with beards alone. Look at Jeremy Beadle.
True.
My quirky personality seems to put some women off.
You seem normal enough to me.
You are the sun to my moon, the fork to my spoon, the Bergerac to my boon. I love you like one man and his dog. Miss Piggy loves her frog. And a lumberjack loves a log.
What, and that was...
The poem I sent my last girlfriend.
And she...
Moved to Birmingham.
That'll be £1.29.
Keep the change.
Ooh, who's that there? That's a picture in your wallet.
Oh, that's my mother.
Wow, she's got a very definite nose, hasn't she?
Yeah, very. She used to say she could tell whether it was going to rain because the end of it would tingle.
Oh. She must be pleased to see you getting hitched.
Oh, well, we haven't spoken in a while.
Yeah, she'd be proud of you now, though, wouldn't she? You know, why don't you tell her?
She wouldn't care.
Oh, go on, it's your wedding day. You're marrying the woman of your dreams. Any mother would want to know about that.
Yeah, it is an important day, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe I will, yes. Yeah, I will. I'll call her now.
That's the spirit, yeah.
It's ringing. Still ringing.
Come on, mate, you can do it.
Mother! I just wanted to phone you and let you know I was getting married today. Yes. Yes, married. No, it's not a shotgun wedding. No, I haven't even kissed her. No, I don't need a kidney. No, she's perfectly well mentally. I didn't have time to invite you. I just wanted you to know you were wrong when you said that no one would want me. I know I have big feet, but I do not look like a coat rack. Goodbye, Mother. Next time we speak, I shall be wed.
That was brilliant.
Thank you. I just hope she picks up that message soon.
So I take it these are my flowers, Susan?
Yeah, I just cut them out of the Metro newspaper this morning, yeah.
And the choir?
Just, I met them at the bus stop. Fiona, I'd like you to meet Evelyn.
Oh, and you are?
The cleaner.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, Evelyn. Can I just ask what my sister has asked you to do?
She told me she was filming a hidden camera prank show.
Uh-huh, and your job is to...
Seduce the groom. Mm-hmm.
If we're going to recreate the day, we've got to get the bit in the toilet right, you see.
Yes, that all sounds terribly reasonable. Excuse me for a second, Evelyn. Can I have a word, please, Susan?
Yeah. Take five, ladies. There's tea and coffee in the back. Not the wedding cake.
Well, much as I admire this intricately planned recreation of my wedding day, it's not really helping, is it?
You can't tell me it's not making you emotional.
It's making me feel quite a broad range of emotions.
Standing here in your wedding dress, 10 years to the day since you got married.
A little bit disconcerting, I will give you that.
Now, you take a time to compose yourself. I just need to do some directing, OK? I can be happy. So, Evelyn, the main thing is to be really sexually aggressive with the groom, OK? Make it really obvious what you're doing. Subtle isn't what I'm going for. Maybe use an accent. You know, accents are sexy.
Oh, I only know one accent. Is this one? Is it too much?
No, I find it very arousing. Just make it clear you fancy him. You know how women flirt? Just fan yourself and say you're getting all sweaty. And then at the end of the ceremony, go for it.
Oh, and do I need to go all the way?
Just go as far as your character feels that she should.
Well, I have a feeling my character is quite committed.
Yes. I knew that as soon as I saw you, to be fair.
I'll take it the groom's the one hiding at the back.
Yeah, well spotted. He's quite tall, so just shout if you need a stool or something, OK?
Right, everyone. Places, please. Places, please. Ladies. Da 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 da. We are gathered today to join this man and this woman together in holy matrimony.
Blake, throw some catnip down.
Where did you find the cats?
I just laid a trail of tuna from the streets, the best congregation I could find at short notice.
You managed to get them all in little bow ties as well, I see.
Ooh, hello.
I really fancy you.
Thanks, but I only have eyes for my bride.
Quiet, everyone. This is serious.
Fiona and Ted, we are gathered here today.
I was wondering if we could use my actual name in the ceremony.
Look, it kind of defeats the purpose of the intervention if we use your name, doesn't it?
Why not? It's not going to make this any less weird, is it?
We are gathered here today to join Fiona and Ted.
Blake!
Just cut to the chase. I want to go back to my bed and fall asleep in a bowl of Nutella.
The couple have written their own vows, so, Ted,
Blake,
would you start?
I've already started.
Dearest Fiona, here are my heartfelt promises to you. I promise to be nice to your sister, who is amazing despite what anyone might say.
I wrote that.
What a surprise.
I promise to be a loving husband and not be horrible to you. I promise to make you breakfast on a Sunday.
That's not one of mine, actually.
To stroke your hair if you're ill.
He's gone totally off script.
Shut up, I want to hear this.
I promise to always sit backwards on the train because I know you get sick. And if you cry, I'll always give you my sleeve to wipe your nose. And when you're with me, you'll never need to be frightened. And you'll never be alone. And you'll never be unhappy. And I'll spend every moment of every day making your life as beautiful as you are. I will be a better man because of you. And I will always be the best that I can be because of you. You are my everything. My light when it's dark. And my jumper when I'm cold. My soul, my dreams, my wife.
All right, Russell Brand, calm down.
Fiona, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I would, actually.
No time. By the power invested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife.
I'm so happy.
Evelyn, now!
I need you, Blake. Let me take you to the disabled toilets, a little corner of heaven that is fully accessible. Fully.
But I don't need to go to the toilet.
Stay in character, Blake. Be a bastard.
The narrative structure of Bridget Jones's Diary makes no sense.
I feel so guilty. I've just got married.
Yeah, but he's so good.
Oh, I can't stop myself.
Don't fight. Use your hands if you want to. Go on, get right in there.
Oh. It's making my teeth hurt.
Let me lick your face.
Oh, it's so sweet.
It's exactly what happened, Fiona, 10 years ago today.
Do you know what? You're an idiot.
They're in there, snogging, on your wedding day.
Yeah, stop it.
Close your eyes. Remember what it was like, what it felt like.
It felt fine.
What did you want to do?
I don't know.
You do know. What did you want to say?
It doesn't matter.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
Really?
Yeah. He humiliated you, Fiona, in front of your family and friends. You had to change your job so that you didn't have to face your colleagues.
Oh, yeah.
You were so happy before he came along. He promised you everything. Then he basically changed into a pair of golf shoes and stamped on your heart. He made you look like an idiot. He made you a laughing stock.
He did. He did! He did, didn't he?
Do it, Fiona! Do what you've wanted to do for 10 years! Release the Kraken!
It's not what it sounds like!
Get away from him, you bitch! Sorry.
What are you eating me for? We're only having a bit of cake.
We don't have insurance for this. Abort! Abort! Abort!
If I were you, I would run away on your wee stumpy legs before I give you another good old slap.
I want more than a tenner for this.
Go on! Get out now!
Oh, I'm going, or what?
This isn't what you were meant to do, Blake. Why were you eating cake?
I got hungry.
You were supposed to be getting off with the bridesmaid, not getting off with Mr. Kipling.
I'm sorry, I'm no good at this.
Remember your role. You're a despicable man. Say something awful.
You never give me enough attention.
What?
More, Blake.
All I want when I come home is for a cooked dinner and my shirts ironed. I had to seek solace from someone who understood me. After all, a man has his needs.
Oh, he does he?
That's what a man is. Is it all emotional and lovey-dovey and then as soon as my back is turned, you've got your mouth full with another woman? You know what? You're just like Ted. You didn't mean a word of what you said there.
What would you say if Ted was here? Tell him how you feel. This man with cake all over his face is the man you've hated for 10 years. Blake, more.
You made me turn my affections to another woman.
Now, Fiona, tell him what you're thinking.
Your breath smells like a wet trainer. You kiss like a lethargic slug. Yeah. And every time I laughed at one of your jokes, I was thinking about someone else.
Kapow!
I don't deserve a self-centred, arrogant idiot who can't see what he's got right in front of his nose. Because me, I'm the business. I'm the bomb. I don't need you. I don't love you, and I certainly don't miss you. And you were the one that ruined the marriage. You were the one who cheated on me, because I did nothing wrong. And now you don't get to be a part of my life.
That's my girl.
I am what I am, and if what I am isn't good enough for you, it'll be good enough for someone better.
Yes!
Because one day, I'm going to find somebody brilliant. I'm going to marry them. I'm going to adopt donkeys. And I'm going to live in the middle of nowhere. Just the two of us.
I'll still be able to live with you, though, yeah?
Right, get out!
One more, Blake, do it.
When might I be able to consummate the marriage?
Get out!
You owe me a fiver for that cake, you selfish oaf. That's right, run away, you man, you...
Ooh. Oh, God. I can't believe I did that.
That was amazing.
If
feel a wee bit sick, though.
You were amazing.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Thanks. Because it did feel quite good.
Well, I didn't really do anything apart from, you know, all of this. Which took ages. And you'll maybe need to lend me £100 because Evelyn's thinking about pressing charges.
So. We should probably see if Blake's okay, though. I think I frightened him a wee bit.
Oh, he's hiding in the pews. Come on.
Okay. Oh, come on. Blake. Come on, man. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm sorry about the cake and the things that I said.
Oh, it's okay, a wee sausage sandwich. You didn't do anything wrong.
Apart from changing the script, which was quite bad.
So you're not angry at me?
No, of course not. I was angry at somebody else. Do you forgive me?
Of course. I mean, we're married now, and my wife is always right in my eyes.
Well, you're very sweet.
And I meant my vows. Every word.
Well, my fake husband, I believe I owe you the first dance.
Here, my bride.
Music, please, Susan.
Would you mind if I got a picture for my mother?
Yeah, go on then. Oh, everyone cuddle in. Hello, watch the hands, Blake.
Sorry.
Now throw it over your shoulder, Blake, as far as you can manage. Best wedding ever.
You've been listening to Sisters, starring Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen, Nick Helm, Nico Tatarovich and Cariad Lloyd. It was written by Susan Kalman and the producer was Molly Friedman-Bertu. Sisters is a Hattrick production for the BBC.